Today on Hands Up Photography, we are going to talk about frequency separation. What in the world is that? Well, it's a technique used in portraiture retouching. It's a lot of fun. It could be quite technical. I got a lot of feedback about an image that I shared on my socials, and I use frequency separation in that image. So, let's talk about it. And are you following me on social? Make sure you're following me on social. Okay, anyway, let's get on with the show.
This is Twit.
This episode of Hands-On Photography is brought to you by Nomad. Go to nomadgoods.com/twit and use promo code TWIT for 10% off your first purchase of any Nomad accessory. They have Apple Watch straps, wireless chargers, ultra durable cables, and more. Limited time offer. Hey, what's happening, everybody? I'm Ant Pruitt, and this is Hands-On Photography here on Twit TV. I hope y'all are doing well. I am unbelievable as always. Each and every fine Thursday, I like to sit down and share different tips and tricks to help make you a better photographer and a better post-processor. And today, we're going to talk more on the post-processing side of things as we take a look at a particular technique used in portraiture photography. And it's called frequency separation, or it's basically just a step in the skin retouching process when people are shooting and working on portraits. But we'll get into that momentarily. Thank you for all of you folks that are joining me for the very first time. Welcome to you. Go ahead and subscribe in whatever podcast app you're enjoying this on. And make sure you share this show out with other folks too. So, you know, go ahead and subscribe in Apple Podcasts or what have you, or YouTube. And then after you listen, go ahead and hit auto download so you get the shows automatically as soon as they're released. And then make sure you go and tell at least two friends and one enemy about Hands-On Photography. And so we can help grow this awesome Hands-On Photography community. All right. Thank you again. But let's go ahead and get started with this week's episode. Okay. So again, we're talking about portraiture and in particularly a piece in the skin retouching process. And it's called frequency separation. I recently shared a picture in my social medias over on Instagram, and said photo got a lot of attention, probably because it's a photo of this dude known as Chief Twit, wink, wink. But I got a lot of messages and a lot of feedback about that photograph. And in particular, it's because of the way I processed it. It's the way I worked on it in editing, and I did some retouching, just some light retouching. And part of that technique is called frequency separation. Okay, so I've said that word probably at least three times now, or phrase at least three or four times now. You're probably wondering, what the heck is frequency separation? Okay, I'm going to tell you. Frequency separation. All right. So when you're working with photos, you have frequencies within that photos. You have a high frequency and you have a low frequency. And the low frequency of your images is your tones and your colors and things of that nature. That's pretty much like the underlying layer of your image. The higher frequencies are the details of the image, especially when you're looking at faces and things like that. So you have with the skin, you have the color of my skin as the low frequency. Okay. For example, and then on the high frequency, you have the actual whiskers on my face from my beard, or the eyelashes on my eyes, or the little imperfections that may be worth keeping in the photograph. Those are the higher frequency things. And when you're doing frequency separation inside of your photo editor of choice, whether it be Affinity Photo or Photoshop, I'm going to show you both of those today. You're basically going to have two layers, because we're talking those two particular apps. You're going to have two layers. One layer is going to be the low frequency and the other layer is going to be the high frequency, and they're going to be totally separate from one another. But yet we're going to work with them in tandem to find the balance to help smooth out the skin. Yet we don't want it to look like plastic, and we still want to retain some details in there. Okay. So that is frequency separation in short. Now, how do we put this in practice? So first, I'm going to hop over into my computer. Let me see if I can get Affinity photo open up. So let me go ahead and share my screen with you. Okie dokie. So right now I am in Affinity Photo, and this is a stock image that I downloaded. I pay for a stock service every month, which includes photos and video assets and things like that. So this is a stock image here. I don't know who this model is, but I thought it fit perfectly for this particular episode. So again, in Affinity Photo, they make this easy-ish to do versus what Photoshop does. So I'm going to go over here to my little layer panel on the upper right corner and or right side. And I'm going to duplicate this layer because we always want to make sure we're trying to work as non-destructively as possible. So I've duplicated that layer. And now we just have this background layer that's off to itself, safe and sound, just in case we really screw some things up. Now, inside of Affinity Photo, I've talked about getting started with Affinity Photo a handful of episodes back. Mr. Victor, if you don't mind popping that on the screen right now so people can reference said episode. But yeah, Affinity Photo is a great Photoshop alternative. Just takes a little bit to get used to if you're, you know, been doing Photoshop for a while, but I think it's highly underrated and worth taking a look. Anyway, inside of Affinity Photo, you have these different filters just like we would in Photoshop. And unlike Photoshop, Affinity Photo gives you an option right here on the screen that says frequency separation. And as I click on that, you're going to see something happen on the screen. It has now split up this image in two. Over here on the left side of the screen, this is the high frequency. On the right side of the screen, this is your low frequencies. And if you take a look, if you can look a little bit closer, you can see it's got the little labels down here on the bottom, high frequency, low frequency. And then you get this little dialog box here talking about the different separation. The radius is going to deal with the high frequency and how sharp you want the details to really pop up. And a good rule of thumb is if you look at this screen and we just back it all the way down, everything disappears. So I got it all the way down to 0 pixels. And as I increase this pixel size, you start to see the hair detail come in. And if I crank it all the way up, this is what it looks like. Okay. You don't want that. That's way too much detail. You only want to set this to be where there's just barely the details showing through, you know, so roughly like 4 pixels, anywhere between 2 and 4 pixels is probably where I would go. Cause outside of that, it would look over sharpened and it won't look good. Okay. And then for the Gaussian side of thing, the blur here, you want to try to make sure it's set to like right here by default. They have it at 50%. And this is something I didn't really care for because it's inside of Photoshop. I can change that. But most of the time when I've been using this, the 50% has been pretty good, a balance on this. So we're just going to roll with it. And we're going to hit apply on the screen. So now that we've hit apply, what it's done is gone ahead and separate the layers over here. Okay. So you have a high frequency layer and you have a low frequency layer right there, frequency separation. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to group these two layers together so we can see when things start to get a little bit different. Okay. So if I were to turn off this particular group, you'll notice nothing really changed. Okay. It just separated the two different layers and put them on top of each other. It didn't really manipulate the image. It just gave us the data so we can work with it individually. Okay, so that's a good thing. Now, let me go back into these layers and let's start really fine tuning this information. I'm going to zoom in on the photo a little bit, just a little bit like that. And you can see she's got some imperfections on her skin, like these little moles or what have you. I'm not sure what you call them. And then you see the other details, right around the eyebrows and things like that. A lot of times in beauty photography, they want you to smooth that bit of details out, even like down here on her chin. They want to smooth all of that out. And I know when you see this in person, you're thinking she's got great skin. Yeah. But when it comes to print and online photos, people, you know, especially like makeup companies and things like that, they want that stuff just washed away, quote unquote, washed away as tastefully as possible. So that's when frequency separation comes in. So just like I would in Photoshop, I'm going to create a layer mask on top of this high frequency layer here. So I'll just click on the layer mask icon. Okay. And then I'm going to use my brush to reveal the frequency that's below the high frequency, the low frequency. We want to try to reveal the low frequency, which is in turn going to sort of brush away gently the details on your skin and just going to reveal more so of the tone below. Now, I highly recommend using a Wacom tablet. You know, I have my trusty tablet right here and my stylus. It just makes things a lot easier, but I'm not going to get into that right now because honestly, I'm still a little bit more comfortable in Photoshop when it comes to using frequency separation technique. So let's just brush in with a little bit of black paint on the layer mask because black will reveal the underlying layer. Okay. So just tap on this and just sort of brush it in ever so slightly on her chin. So make sure we got black selected. Here we go. And what I like to do is if over here in the upper left, you can see the brush settings. You have the flow is set to, I have it set to 5% because that seems to be the sweet spot for making sure I'm not really overpowering the brush. And then for hardness, probably should make it even softer. So let's make the hardness 0. So let's just soft brush and just sort of click along on her skin. And it's a good idea to sort of brush along the contours of the model's face. You know, you see these little dimple lines, just adjust your brush size and brush along that dimple line. And you'll see that we're just gradually taking away those tiny, tiny little micro details on her face. Okay. And if you do too much, you just hit X on your keyboard to go back to the white paint on the brush and you just paint the details back in like so. Okay. So, but that's not what I want to do. So let's get rid of them. Okay. And I'm going to move around and I'm going to work on her forehead here because it's got that hot spot from the key light. And I'm going to overdo it a little bit so you all can see the difference on the podcast video. Because it's a little hard to see after podcasts and YouTube does all of their compression and stuff. All right. So there, that's brushed in. I'm zoom out. Okay. So what we're looking at now is the after. I'm going to turn this group off. Okay. So this is the before. And if you look right here in the middle, you'll see some changes in the details there. And this will be the after. So it softened it up just a touch, just enough. And I probably could do that a little bit more. Let's just do it a little bit more just for the video's sake. So let's brush it in like so. All right. See, what I'm looking at with my eyes, y'all, it looks really bad. It looks really bad, but I'm just trying to prove a point. Ooh-wee, that's overdone. And then we'll do her chin, too. Like that. Because what tends to happen is if you overdo it, the model will start to look like that, what do they call it? The beauty filter inside of smartphone apps. That's looks really, really bad. Okay, so that's the after, and this is the before, and this is the after. We've blurred it out a little bit there. Now, granted, there are still a couple more things that we could do from a fine-tuning standpoint. Like we could get rid of some of these little spots. You know, there's a spot removal tool. You can get rid of some of those spots or keep some of them. It just depends on the preference of the client at the time. Okay, so that is doing it inside of Affinity Photo. I got to tell you, I think it's a little bit easier to do this inside of Photoshop, but that's me right now, my experience, because I've been doing Photoshop for I don't know how many years now. So it's just like muscle memory for me. But yeah, We're going to pause and take a break just to thank this week's sponsor before we get into taking a look at it inside of Photoshop. So let's go ahead and give the fine folks at Nomad a shout out and thank them for their support. This episode of Hands on Photography is brought to you by Nomad. Nomad's founders met in Santa Barbara, California, just down the road from here, and started a Kickstarter project in 2012 with the goal of building extra rugged and minimalist tools for the 21st century that would seamlessly integrate into everyday carry. That's your phones and your watches and things like that. In the past 9 years, Nomad has expanded to offer a wide range of mobile accessories to fit any need, from iPhone cases, Apple Watch straps, wireless chargers, to premium wallets and passport holders crafted with Horine leather. Nomad uses leather from the Horine Tannery in Chicago, founded in 1905, and offers an unparalleled blend of quality and consistency. Leather accessories develop a rich patina with time that looks great and completely unique to you. And also, leather just smells amazing, doesn't it? Gosh, I love the smell of leather. Nomad offers convenient wireless charging solutions for the home, the office, and the bedroom, and in a suite of chargers for whatever Apple device you use, as well as the Apple Watch and AirPods. Nomad is now offering AC adapters too. Check out their new 30 watt and 65 watt GAN adapters. Yes, I gotta tell you, isn't it a pain when you try to go and grab a charger to charge up your devices and then it's like this really, really slow trickle charge because it's some cheap, dinky little AC adapter? Oh no, not with the Nomad. You're gonna get some power. You got 30 watt and 65 watt. The crew at Nomad was tired of dealing with flimsy charging cables that seemed to just fall apart every few months. So they set out to engineer some of the most rugged cables around. They're reinforced with double braided Kevlar outing sheathing and strong metal alloy connector housings. Nomad cables have been engineered for extreme durability and heavy everyday use. They're also a climate neutral certified brand. Nomad is, and always will be, a company that prioritizes design and quality over everything else. One of the most important aspects of Nomad when designing new products is that they use the highest quality and longest lasting materials available. They design all of their concepts from the ground up, rather than white labeling existing products. Don't you hate it when people do that? You know, my little niece, also known as Little Weirdo, she has an Apple Watch, and I said, hey, check out this watch band from Nomad. And she looked at it and her eyes lit up and she just really enjoyed how cool it looked and how great it felt on her wrist, because you know how teens are. They want things to not only look good, but they want them to feel good too. And she is totally digging that watch strap. So yeah, you're welcome, Little Weirdo. I love you. Anyway, folks, go to nomadgoods.com/twit and use promo code TWIT for 10% off your first purchase of any Nomad accessory. That's nomadgoods.com/twit with the promo code TWIT. This is a limited time offer. Thank you so much to the folks at Nomad for their support of the show. And thank you for supporting us at TWIT. Okay, so now we're going to take a look at doing frequency separation inside of Photoshop. And again, yes, Affinity makes it a little bit easier because you have a few less clicks in there. But on the Photoshop side of things, at least for me, I dig it a little bit more because I feel like I have a little bit more control and can really get into the nuance of doing frequency separation and skin retouching to really help the model look as good as they can in the portrait. So let's go ahead and open up Photoshop and take a quick look-see here. So I'm gonna switch my screen. Here we go. So now I've already opened it up here in Photoshop and I've separated this out into two layers. Okay, so this is the main layer on the bottom. Okay, bottom right, that's the main layer that's off by itself. And then we have these two layers. So let's go ahead and group them together just by highlighting them both and doing Control or Command G, and that puts them in their own group. Okay. So I'm going to rename this bottom layer. We'll call it low. And then we can rename this layer and call it high. Got it. Okay. So turn off the top layer, turn off the high layer, and let's highlight our low layer for low frequency. And we're going to go ahead and put that blur on top of it. So let's go to the filter menu. We'll go to blur and we'll go to Gaussian blur. Okay. Now this is set to 19.4 radius inside of Photoshop. Remember, it was only like 3 to 5 in Affinity. So I'm going to back it off. Okay. And then I'm going to just crease it up. No, it was about 50% in Affinity. Yeah, 50% in Affinity. And if I put it to 50% over here, it doesn't look as good. Okay, so this, all right, that's 52. That's too much blur. You want this blur to be where there's just starting to show the detail fading away. Okay, so this is at 0, and then we're going to push it up. Usually around 8 or so. Yeah. Details are just starting to fade away. So right about here is about as much as I'll go. Okay. And we just hit okay. And now we'll go to this high layer, turn it back on. You want to get over here to, let's see, apply the image. So we go to image, then we go to apply image. Okay. And now the layer that it's dealing with, we want to change this layer to low. Okay. And you want to change this to subtract, like so. There we go. And I believe this has to be set to 2 with an offset of 128. There we go. All right. So now you look at it, we have that whole gray looking screen like we did inside of Affinity Photo. So we're going to click OK, like so. And next, we need to change the blend mode of the layer. And just set the blend mode to linear light. There. Okay. So now if I were to turn this group of layers off, it shouldn't look any different from the original layer on the bottom. So I'm just going to turn it off. And you notice nothing changed. Good. That means we're doing what we need to do. We've perfectly separated out the two frequencies, but didn't really damage any information or data in said photo. Okay, so now let's get down to the nitty gritty of really dialing in and just getting this to look great. So I'm going to zoom in a little bit on the screen and let's start with doing a little retouching on, like, getting rid of the some of the spots there. So let's just hit J on the keyboard and we can just brush away some of the little spots. And I'm going to get my Wacom tablet because I swear this is just so much easier. Get your Wacom tablet. I'll put some links in the description for some really inexpensive Wacom tablets that make photo retouching so much easier than a mouse. There. So we just brush away some of those there on this particular layer, like so. Okay. And then when I click on the high, I want to do the same thing. Just brush away a handful of them, not all of them. Just a handful. There we go. All right. So we got that done. Next, we need to do a layer mask, just like we did over there with Affinity. So we'll click layer mask. And instead of using our regular brush to reveal, we're going to do a mixer brush on this particular one. So there's another brush over here. If you just hold down the brush icon, you'll see a couple different options. So you just hit the mixer brush option there. And then you want to make sure this at the top is set to just transparency. So let's cancel that. We don't want there to be a color. So you just toggle off this particular button here and that'll give us the transparency. And you can leave all these other settings at the top to the default. And what's going to happen is as we're doing the mixer brush, we're basically mixing in these two frequencies too. Okay. Actually, I'm going to do it over here. I don't really want to do it on the layer mask. Like so. Hop down on the low frequency. Push it in. And when you're looking at this, you're thinking, man, there's nothing really happening. But I promise you it is. Just brush across the cheeks like so. Nice and easy. And then we'll get the chin just barely. And just go down at the bridge of her nose, following the same contours. Okay. Just easily brush it in. And you're looking at it and you can still see there's some detail there, but I promise you it's actually getting better with this retouching here. So let's take a look at the group. So let's turn the group off. So this is with it being untouched. And now we've retouched it. And you see how subtle it is? It's because I got way more control. Okay. And I think this shows up so much better versus inside of Affinity. Okay. And you just do that around certain spots of the model, around the forehead where the light is. Just easily brush it in. And we still have some of the details showing up on her skin. You can even go down here and do her neck. Just brushing down here on her neck. Okay. Like so. We turn it off. And we'll see a difference. Okay. There. And you put the layer mask there and you brush on it. But most of the work is being done here on the low frequency layer. Most of it. So if you want to skip the layer mask option, you can. But that's just more so for fine tuning certain spots so you don't overdo it. Okay. All right. So turn this off. And this is the before. And this is the after. So much better. So much nicer. But yet it's still natural looking, you know. It's not a lot of just overdone. Someone just slapped a ton of makeup on the model and making the model look bad. That's not what this is here. But again, this is frequency separation. This is getting two different layers separated out and working with them independently and combining them together to make them work for one beautiful image. Lots of fun. I could spend way more time on this. As a matter of fact, I may do another episode of where I just go full on. Hey, this is how we're going to retouch a portrait, because there's a lot more details that could be addressed here in this image. Nothing wrong with this image, but it's just from a post-processing standpoint, from a photo finishing standpoint, there are just a few more things that we can do. But that is going to do it for this week's episode. Hey, thanks for joining me each and every week, y'all. I really do appreciate all of the support. But again, please do me a favor. Go ahead and tell other folks about the show to help grow the community and help push us up in the ratings. Again, we're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, our YouTube channel. If you just go to our website, twit.tv/hop, that's twit.tv/HOP for hands-on photography, you'll see all of the different subscription options there. So you just click on that. You can go to it on your mobile phone or on the computer. Either way, you'll be able to subscribe quite easily. And you'll also see the previous shows and the previous show notes from each episode. There's a lot of good information in there that you can share out with other folks as you peruse the previous episodes. Okay. And give me a follow over on the socials too. Give me a follow on social. I am @Ant_Pruitt on Instagram. I post quite a bit on Instagram, and I'm starting to put some more video content out there as well. So go follow me on Instagram. Tag me in some of your favorite images that you've shot or captured or what have you. And just let me know. Tag @Ant_Pruitt and follow @Ant_Pruitt. Okay. And one more thing. Hey, again, I just want to say thanks. Continue to send your messages to me about feedback, image critiques, show topic requests and things like that. Send an email to hop@twit.tv. I get a lot of those messages in and I love it. And yes, I am still trying to come up with another photography challenge. If you have a suggestion for a photography challenge, go ahead and send it on over to me as well. That's hop@twit.tv. And I answer them as soon as I can. And we'll get right back to you regarding your image critiques and things of that nature. If you want me to share, or if you're okay with me sharing your image on the show, make sure you say that in the email. Okay. And then we can potentially have it featured on the show. But it all depends. I can't say I'm going to put everybody's pictures up here. Sorry, can't do that. All right, that's going to do it for this week, folks. Thank you to my man, Mr. Victor, for making me look and sound so good here on the show each and every week. And thank y'all for being you and being so supportive. It's a pretty daggum crazy world we're living in right now. And hey, you hands-on photography folks, please continue to share and spread love all around the world. Hopefully that's going to make this a better place. Thank y'all so much, and we will catch y'all next time. All right. Safely create and dominate. Take care.
Hey, I'm Rod Pyle, editor of Ad Astra magazine, and each week I'm joined by Tarek Malik, the editor-in-chief over at space.com, in our new This Week in Space podcast. Every Friday, Tarek and I take a deep dive into the stories that define the new space age. What's NASA up to? When will Americans once again set foot on the moon? And how about those samples from the Perseverance rover? When are those coming home? What the heck has Elon Musk done now? In addition to all the latest and greatest in space exploration, we'll take an occasional look at bits of spaceflight history that you probably never heard of, and all with an eye towards having a good time along the way. Check us out on your favorite podcatcher.